John Fetterman's debate performance proves his campaign and the media were lying. And Democrats are now accusing Republicans of not being loyal enough to Trump. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day and lots of laughs, too. Follow the Three Martini Lunch wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God, you know what I just remembered? Tomorrow's the Georgia-Tennessee game.
You just remembered that? I've been decked out all freaking week.
I know you've been decked out all week, but like I have so much going on today and tomorrow, like to get ready for us to be together and to travel and whatnot. And I just, there's a lot of family stuff going on, but tomorrow, I don't know if, what time is the game? What time is it?
You know what? I don't know. I haven't looked to see because we'll just be watching absolutely all day long. Somebody needs to tell us.
Somebody needs to tell us what time the game is. I got to make sure I am there at least for part of it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, hopefully it'll be at night and you'll be able to just, you know,
yes.
Although I just don't know. Can somebody tell us? If somebody could just let us know that information,
that would be
fantastic. And I do need to address something before we get started. I want to address a question that has come up time and time and time again, ever since we have been talking about our new BFFs at Birch Gold. And so we've been telling you about Birch Gold and what they do with helping diversify your financial portfolio using precious metals in an IRA. And we've been talking about this free information kit that you can get if you text the word chicks to 989898. It's like awesome information, you guys. Tons of information about why investing in gold or other precious metals in an IRA is such a good idea. And so we keep getting these questions from people going, but you used to talk about gold subscriptions. How come you're not doing that anymore? You guys, we're just going to explain really quickly. So hopefully this answers the question once and for all. It's not that we don't love the gold subscription that we talked about for a long, long time. It's just that in the podcasting world, advertising comes and goes, right? So that company is no longer sponsoring our show. And so it's not that we don't love them. Not at all. And it's not that we don't believe in the subscription. We do. And if you're doing it, great.
Keep doing it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
But now Birch Gold has decided to sponsor our show. We're super happy to have them on board. It's a different way of investing in precious metals. That's literally it. Like there's no nefarious, evil thing going on here. Okay. There's nothing creepy. There's nothing weird. That's just how advertising works. And so we love the subscription aspect of purchasing gold. And we also love having another option, which is to use Birch Gold and put gold or precious metals in an IRA. That's it. That's all. That's the whole story. So if you want to learn more, just text the word chicks to 989898 and you're going to get that beautiful glossy information kit from Birch Gold so you can learn all about it.
Yeah. I hope it helps. Yeah. I hope that helps too. Okay, so 2:30 Central is when the game starts tomorrow, the UT Georgia game. Very important. Go Vols. Also, we talked to Sarah Carter yesterday. You guys, she is also one of our major BFFs. We love her so much. She does a lot of work on the border. She's coming out with a new, she has a lot of stuff going on, but she has a document, it's like a docu-series that's out. And she's talking about the border. She does so much great work on the border and stuff that nobody's talking about. She's just a complete badass. She's a journalist. She's a badass. I mean, it's like, we're always like, we're not worthy when we talk to her because she's just so cool. But we talked to her yesterday. Our podcast with her comes out on Monday. So make sure that you check that out. It's a different day than we usually have our podcast come out, but we talked to her yesterday a little bit early. Comes out on Monday. So look for that. Because we have a lot of fun talking to her and we talked about a lot of awesome stuff. So make sure you check that out. Okay. Chicksontheright.com/links. You can find all that.
Okay. Yes. Okay. You guys, we've got some good stuff to get to today. First of all, we need to tell you, if you haven't seen the headlines of what's going on this morning at Twitter, there is some shit that's about to go down, you guys. And it is, some crazy stuff is happening. So apparently last night, everybody at Twitter received a letter from Elon, although the letter is signed off as Twitter. But basically everybody got a letter saying at 9 a.m. Pacific time this morning, you are going to receive an email to your personal email account if you no longer have a job here, or to your Twitter account if you are continuing to be employed, that basically just says in the subject line, your employment status at Twitter. And so the letter explains a whole bunch of people are going to be let go, like a whole bunch of people. So he shut down the building. He shut off badge access to the building until such time as it's identified who are the people that are going to go, who are the people that are going to stay. And so there, people just don't know. Like everybody that's employed at Twitter right now is waiting until 9 a.m. Pacific to find out if they still have a job. That's what's happening at Twitter today.
That's crazy. I mean, but the thing is that in the private sector, that's happened.
Oh my God.
It's happened before, you know? Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that you've been at companies. You were in HR. I'm sure you've been at companies where this crap has happened before, right?
It makes it hard these days, right? Because it used in my day, when we had to lay off people, it was always in person, right? Mm-hmm. Because like people worked in an office building together. And now there's so much remote and people are in different states and there is no personal way to do this except that way. I mean, that's just kind of how business has changed, you know? It's weird.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing.
Somebody said, I wish this was in the White House. Yeah. Well, we'll get our chance. It's coming.
I hope so, man. I hope so. And in the meantime, you probably have all read just the back and forth that AOC and Elon Musk have had on Twitter. Because she thinks that because he is asking people to pay $8 a month for the blue verified checkmark, that means that speech isn't free because she's that dumb.
You guys. My God. How can I make this about me? How can I do that?
She really did make it about her in the most ridiculous way. And I have a video, a little clip of her Instagram video that she did yesterday. This is how arrogant this woman is. So the other day, not yesterday, but the day before, I noticed because when you do have the checkmark, right, you have your notifications, but then people that have the verified blue checkmark, which we do, also have a separate area of notifications where you can tell just of what other blue checkmark people have either commented or mentioned or retweeted you or whatever. So there's a separate place that you can look for that. And for whatever reason, the other day when I went to that part of my notifications, it was gone. It was blanked out and there was just like an error. It was like a white screen. It just wasn't working. And that's happened before. I mean, there's glitches, right? Like technical stuff has glitches from time to time. This is not news. And so when I saw it, I was like, oh, you know, there's obviously a lot going on at Twitter right now. There's some technical issues. I'm sure they'll get this sorted out. And then several hours later, they did. But what did AOC think when she saw that? Well, I'll let her tell you.
In the Bronx and Co-op City. And when I get home, I see a text from my team saying, hey, let me know if you need any help with this Elon stuff. And I was like, what? So I pull up my Twitter app and it's like gone. Like when you pull up your mentions and stuff like that, it's just like literally like a blank screen, totally gone. And I was like, that's weird. So it turns out we got under a certain little billionaire skin.
Oh my freaking God.
Literally, you guys, literally.
She thinks she got under his skin. That's what she thought.
She's so unbelievably full of herself. Like it's like the arrogance. You can just see it. She's just so arrogant. Oh my
God. Can you imagine being that self-important?
No, I cannot.
What in the world?
I cannot.
Wow. Wow.
I can't.
Anyway, so that happened.
What's a garbage disposal?
Food grows in the ground.
I didn't know that.
Oh my God. Anyway, so I hate her. Part 84 billion.
Yeah. And that $8 thing where she's pissed off about paying. You're not paying it anyway, you stupid hag. We're paying it. Your everything that you have, those chicken tenders were paid for by us. You're welcome.
That's right. That's exactly right. By the way, I hope everybody is appropriately boned this morning.
Yeah.
If you haven't gotten boned, check out bonefrogcoffee.com. What are you doing? Have you not gotten on the Bone Frog train?
Get on it.
They are awesome.
Jump so on awesome. It. Jump on it.
Jump on it. Okay, you guys. Donald Trump, as you know, has been going around doing his rallies. And apparently at the one last night, he inched ever more closely to making the official announcement that he is going to run for president. And, he's talked about it. Sort of, he's talked around it for many, 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 many months. But now this is as close as you can get to saying that you're running without saying you're running. I'll let you listen.
I did much better the second time than I did the first, getting millions more votes in 2020 than I got in 2016. And likewise, getting more votes than any sitting president in the history of our country by far. And now, in order to make our country successful and safe and glorious, I will very, very, very probably do it again, okay? Very, very, very probably.
Oh, my gosh.
Very, very, very probably.
Very, very, very probably. I mean,
so Trumpy.
It really is. So him. Very, very, very probably.
Very
well, I mean,
probably.
There you have it. I feel like he's going to run. Don't you think? That's... I don't know. I'm not too sure, but it's very, very, very,
very probably,
probably. Going to happen.
Oh, my God, you guys. Anyway, you know how I feel about that, but I'm not going to belabor the point. I just wanted to let everybody know that's been waiting for that announcement that it's very, very, very probably going to happen anytime now. C-Noons, thank you. C-Noons says, here's
thank
to voting
you,
red. Securing our borders, opening our pipelines, stopping the money flow to communists, banning mandated jabs, strengthening our military, backing the cops, and saving our children. That's a mouthful.
Yeah, it is.
Girl.
It is. Thank you.
All right. Also wanted to follow up on the Paul Pelosi story. I think you're going to see this quickly disappear. And the reason I think that is because the San Francisco district attorney refuses to release any body cam footage or security camera footage, which is very, very suspicious. Okay. They should want to prove their case to America, which there's a lot of us out there that are like, something seems
well,
really
I mean,
about that
you're just
thing.
A conspiracy theorist.
Exactly.
Right? That's
exactly.
What they're going to say, which is so stupid. Just release everything. And that goes for January 6th. That goes for everything. When mm-hmm. people call you a conspiracy theorist or when they call you some sort of a denier of any kind, release all the information. And then we wouldn't have to question. It's like, that's what's
right.
So stupid about all this crap. Why? Just give us all the info.
Yeah, this is hard.
Yeah, they have cameras. I mean, the Pelosi's had cameras. So just release it. Who cares? It's like you and I were talking about it, what, a couple days ago. And you were like, well, he may be self-conscious about being in his underwear. And I'm like,
blow him out.
So what? He's 80. It's like, I mean, why do you care? It's not like you're going to be a Victoria's Secret model anytime soon. Who gives a crap? Just be out there in your underwear.
Also, you have to be trans to do that now.
That's
so.
Right. I mean, technically he could probably be in the Victoria's Secret catalog at this point.
He might just be the perfect model.
He could be on the cover of it at this point. I mean, their standards are pretty low. Yeah.
And by the way, he is home. I think he went home yesterday. So, and Nancy released some sort of statement saying he's got a long road of convalescence to get through, but he is home and recovering. So that is good news. But what's the guy's name? Rex Chapman? Is that what you said?
Rex Chapman. Mm-hmm.
So Rex Chapman, because of course the rumors that have been floating around the interwebs are that the whole thing with the break-in was a very Brokeback Mountain kind of thing. And so because that has been a rumor that's floating around, Rex Chapman, his point that he made on Twitter was to say that's impossible because Nancy Pelosi is such a smoke show. And so the way that he, I know, but the way that he described it is for the ages, and Tucker could not help himself but to make all the fun. Look.
Shut up. They always want you to shut up. No questions in our democracy. But there are still questions about what happened in Nancy Pelosi's house last Friday night. A lot of people don't want you to ask those questions, including former CNN Plus star. Is that an oxymoron? Yeah, it is. We're saying it anyway. Rex Chapman. So Rex Chapman, not clear what he does for a living, but he's on Twitter. And in a long and bizarre series of posts the other day, he announced that if you don't buy the official storyline, then you think Paul Pelosi must be gay, which apparently, according to liberals, is now a bad thing. It's bad to be gay, according to liberals. What? We can't keep up. But Rex Chapman's pretty sure that Nancy Pelosi's husband's not gay because Nancy Pelosi is a smoke show. And by the way, it's embarrassing even to read this, but this was on Twitter, and we're quoting, "I love Nancy Pelosi. Full disclosure, like huge crush, huge, from way back. Beautiful, yeah, but big brain, big, big brain. Huge confidence, sexy personified." What? Then Chapman posted several pictures of Paul Pelosi and Nancy Pelosi together, all of which does make you kind of wish CNN Plus were still in the air. That guy had a show. Imagine a full hour of that guy telling you that Paul Pelosi couldn't be gay. Not that it's a bad thing, but it is really a bad thing. And we know that because Nancy Pelosi is just hot, smoking hot. Who wouldn't watch that?
Oh my God, these people. I cannot. Rex wants to point Nancy. It's like, that just gives you insight. Rex is, he's got the hots for an elderly lady that's put together like Death Becomes Her, you know? She's just stapled together at this point with these giant boobs.
So many people are putting the barf emojis.
I know. There's so much barfing, you guys.
We feel your pain.
So gross.
Listen, remember Joe Biden's speech the other night where he was basically like, you have to believe the election results. You have to. Or else.
It's like 5 minutes of, you must believe it. You must accept the outcome.
Yeah.
You must.
Please just look away. Avert your eyes from the 10-minute video montage of Democrats denying elections.
Right.
Just don't look at that. Just forget that. Put that out of your mind.
I remember. Yes.
Well, the whole thing should give everybody pause, right? Like the fact that there is a president now who has been part of the Democrat Party that has often denied many, many elections. There's just, I feel like the country should brace itself for any possibility after Election Day, because there's going to be a whole bunch of people who are mad. It may be people on the right. It may be people on the left. And unfortunately, both extremes have extremists, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't know how those people are going to react. And that's the problem, is that everything feels so tense right now in our country.
Unsteady.
Yeah. Unsteady. Yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm. And so when things are like that, that's when you start thinking and like taking stock. Am I prepared in the event of any kind of emergency? And you know, we did a deep dive with the CEO of My Patriot Supply about all the different ways that you can get prepared. One of those ways is to have a emergency food kit for you and for everyone in your family in your house, in storage, in your house somewhere, because you just don't know what you don't know, right? We just don't know. We don't know what could happen. And it's always better to be prepared. The great thing about My Patriot Supply is that not only do they have all kinds of things to help you prepare for any number of disasters, but their emergency food kits are $250 off when you use our landing page, preparewiththechicks.com. Preparewiththechicks.com. You can get $250 off of every single 3-month emergency food kit that you get. And there's no harm in being prepared, you guys. That's all we're saying.
Yep. That's right. Also, you guys, we just had an op-ed put in the Washington Times, so you should check that out. I don't know the title of it. I honestly don't, because they always title it different than what we. I don't even know what the title is, but it's about the trans agenda coming up in the midterms, the Democrats' trans agenda, and I think it's pretty good, if I must say so myself. We did a really good job. We did a really good job on that. So check it out. It's in the opinion section. Just, you can probably look for our name. It's the Washington Times, and it's us doing an op-ed. So you should check that out.
And we've linked to it on our social media platforms, right? So you can see it, Twitter, wherever you're looking.
And we'll probably do that again a couple times over the next couple of days.
For sure.
Just watch for that. Okay.
Okay, so next I have a quick clip of KJP, not from a presser, but she was on MSNBC. I don't know the name of the guy that's interviewing her, but basically this is hilarious because he's asking her, hey, a lot of people are worried about a potential recession. What's the White House doing to prepare for that? So if you want to know what the White House is doing to prepare, just listen.
Green, we just talked about how the Federal Reserve raising interest rates again to try to cool off inflation, but that has sparked real fears that the nation could be teetering on the edge of a recession. How will the White House prepare for that?
So, want to be clear, there are no meetings or anything happening like that in preparing for a recession.
Why would we prepare for anything? Let alone a recession. We're not prepared. We're completely inept. We're inept, Dick.
You said that we're out not loud. Prepared. She just said it. She said, right. There's no preparation.
No.
How would we prepare?
No. We just eat a lot of lunch, hang out, take naps. We don't really do anything. A whole lot of anything. God. Right.
Anyway,
we're screwed.
So that happened.
Right.
Okay, then also mega props to Superfan Sid, because if I see a clip and I see another clip and I'm like, man, I wish those two clips were fused together, I know I can send them to Superfan Sid and he will take care of me. You know what I mean? Because he's so good at all
he
of
is
the
really good.
Technical stuff. Uh-huh. So yesterday I saw Dick Blumenthal, who is the creepiest member of Congress, bar none.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
there's
hands down.
No one creepier.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Right.
And so, and he's got the snaky, slithery, weird voice, too. So in addition to just his creepy face, he also has the creepy voice to go with it. And I saw this clip, and immediately a visual came to me. And I thought, Superfan said, you have to put these two clips together for me. And he did. And so I want to see if you guys get the same vibe. Watch.
As to Biden, he is not yet running. He's made no decision. If he decides to run, I would probably support him. But we don't know who else is going to run.
Right?
He's
that guy.
He's so him. He also reminds me of the... the people in Raiders of the Lost Ark. Remember when Indiana Jones was telling Marianne, he's like, when the Holy Grail, I guess he's like, don't look at it. Just don't look at it. Look away. Don't look at it. And the other people looked at it and then their skin melted off. He looks like all the people whose skin melted off.
Yes.
That's what all those guys. Do you guys remember that? Do you remember?
I mean, I'm starting to think that he may not be alive.
Or it's like, we're talking to Sarah. When we talk to Sarah Carter on her podcast, I think we're talking to her on her podcast in the next couple of weeks. And she's like, you guys, we have to talk about aliens. And she goes, and who you think the aliens are? Because she is into that stuff. And I'm like, oh my God, we have to talk about that. And I'm like, well, Mark Zuckerberg is totally an alien for sure. But I think that Dick is too.
I don't know. I just think he is a member of the undead. I really do. I've never seen anyone alive that is more
dead.
Not alive.
That is,
you know,
more
what I mean?
Unalive. Yeah.
Oh my God. I like literally have chills. Just my skin crawls.
Okay.
Every
you want
time
me to?
I see her here.
Do you want me to gross all you guys out even more? I think he's married, and I think he's had children. Right. That means that he had to have relations of a sexual nature with somebody at some point. I'm just putting it out there. I don't want to freak anybody out. Because that's what I do. That's what I do. That's my job here, is to freak people out and say the thing. I
really wish you wouldn't do that.
I'm just
saying. Wish you wouldn't.
You're welcome.
Inexplicably, you guys, John Fetterman is still doing okay in the polls. Like, even after that excruciating debate, there are still a whole bunch of idiots in Pennsylvania who think that he should be a senator. It defies logic.
This is why I need a divorce. This is why we need a divorce from these people. Because how can they watch that and think that that guy should run a car wash, let alone,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, what?
Well, it's bad. And you know what's crazy is that Oprah has just endorsed him. Oprah, who literally made Dr. Oz.
Oh, my God.
Has now endorsed John Fetterman. That's how freaking psycho everything is right now. And so Dr. Phil was on with Joe Rogan the other day, and they were talking. Joe Rogan, like, went on a tear about just how absolutely inept Fetterman is. And so they were talking about his condition. And at the end of this clip, you're going to hear a great analogy from Dr. Phil. Listen.
What you're seeing is a guy who's got a problem with his brain. That guy should be rehabilitating. He shouldn't be getting forced into an incredibly high-stress job in a public display where, you know, it's humiliating.
Well, I think he shows great courage to get up there and do it.
Most certainly.
But, I mean, just ask yourself, let's say you were getting on an airplane and the airline pilot had a similar cognitive impairment.
Yeah.
Would you get on?
No.
Well, hell no.
I mean, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's a great point. I don't even know if I believe that he has courage. I mean, I think that people are giving him a lot of credit for the whole courage thing. Like they're saying he's courageous and he has bravery to do this. I'm not even on that train. I'm not. I just think that he is, I think he's being manipulated in a time of when he should be doing what Joe Rogan said and he should be rehabilitating. I think he's mm-hmm. being completely and totally manipulated by all the people around him. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're about to see Fetterman's latest campaign ad. And
oh my God,
you guys, those of us who are in our age group will remember way back when there was that famous Coke ad. I don't even remember the athlete now, but there's like a player that's coming out of the locker room.
Yes.
Who was it? Who was the athlete and the kid?
Was it Mean Joe Green? No. I don't know. Maybe you guys will know. I guess, but I remember what you're talking about where he's like, your kid or something.
Yes, Mean Joe Green. Okay.
Mean Joe Green. Yes, Ginger.
I don't know why, but that is what John Fetterman has recreated
His
campaign ad.
Was he a Steeler? Was he a Pittsburgh Steeler? Was that why? Mean Joe Green. Because I lived in Pittsburgh when I was a kid for like four years.
Steelers.
And so I knew a little bit about the Pittsburgh Steelers. And so it's because he was a Steeler. That's probably why, Mom.
But like, I'm just going to play it and just prepare yourselves for the ultimate levels of cringe that you have ever felt.
Okay,
are you ready?
Here we go. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have to press play.
Oh, God. No. Oh, my God. No.
Mr. Fetterman.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You need any help?
I'm running for the U.S. Senate, kid. I need all the help I can get.
You're running for Senate?
Sure.
Where's your suit and your flag pin and your hair?
Oh, hey, kid.
I just want you to know I'd vote for you.
Hey, thanks, kid.
You want a drink?
Nah, no.
Really? You can have it.
Oh, okay. My God.
Thanks.
What?
It gets worse.
Hey, kid. Catch.
Wow. Thanks, Mayor John.
There's more. Wait, there's more. There's more. Please hold.
What's a gem?
I'll tell you when you're older.
Oh my God. What did I just watch? I cannot with that.
That was Coke's song. Like, does that mean they are endorsing him? Because their song was playing in the background.
Yeah, that's obviously like copyrighted, right? And trademarked. Wow. Oh my, that was the worst freaking thing I've seen in a very long time. And I've seen some stuff.
I know.
Wow. And who made that? Like a bunch of high schoolers? Like the production quality was so bad.
It was so bad.
In every way, that was so bad. I mean, they spared no expense with the production on that one. Good Lord Almighty, that was bad.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm sorry that we had to share that with you guys, but it had to be done.
Good job, Democrats. They are just... Why would you want to be a Democrat at this point? If you watch
it's embarrassing.
That, If seriously, and I have, there are friends of mine from high school that still say that they're Democrats. And I just, and I want, like, look at that. And you still are like, oh yeah, that's me. I mean, that I identify as that. You want to align yourself with that? Who are you?
Wow. I'm just like, this, is this real life? Like, did that actually happen? And it did. It's out there on Twitter.
That is a Saturday Night Live skit from the 80s.
Yes, exactly.
Good Lord.
Thank you, Julie. Julie says, I ran out of bone frog and had to drink what I had on hand this morning.
I'm sorry.
I can't believe how much better bone frog is than anything else, impatiently awaiting my next shipment. It's true. It is the best coffee. It is so freaking good.
It is epic. It is the best. I know. It's really, I know. I can't do it either. I can't go back to crappy coffee. I know.
Like now you get spoiled instantaneously. Mm-hmm. You're done. Like every other coffee is ruined. Every other one, it's ruined. Mm-hmm. Okay, one more Fetterman clip, because he was also at some sort of a campaign event and he was trying to talk about, I think he was trying to talk about football. And this is what that sounds like.
Summer of 1986. I think everyone that ever plays football in high school was, you know, at a kind of like a trade-in. Football camp, and there wasn't any interest to have me come play here. You know.
Oh my God! He's fair game to make fun of at this point. He's fair freaking game. I don't feel bad. I'll make fun of the guy. And if they can come after me and say you're a this or you're a that whatever ist,
you're an ableist.
I don't care. They can call me all the names. He is fair game. He's running for Senate.
He needs to be able to communicate and debate, period. Yeah. That's his actual job as a senator. And he clearly cannot do those things.
Nope.
So what are we doing? You know what I mean? Like, God, freaking madness.
It is madness. I'm so tired of this crap. Like, these people are out of their minds thinking mm-hmm. that this guy should be running for Senate. Unbelievable.
It's great. And by the way, he's going to be on The View today.
Oh my God.
I know. They are going to fawn all over him.
Oh, you think?
It is going to be
nauseating.
Will.
And they're going to be like, you're so brave. You're so this and this. And then when he's done with the segment, they're going to be like, he was so great. It was such a magical segment. It was just magical.
Yeah.
He's just so wonderful. Wait. Yeah. And he's so sexy and strong. And this is what they're going to do with him. Because you know what? Totally. Liberalism is a mental disorder. That's why. It's unreal.
Well, and speaking of The View, man, they were on a tear yesterday. I've got one. I mean, I can't play all the clips of how insulting they were to half of the country. But just to give you a recap. Joy Behar called Republican. If you vote Republican, you're in a cult. So you're literally in a cult if you simply vote Republican. Mm-hmm. That Sarah Chick said every single Republican is an election denier. Okay. And then we had Sunny Hostin, who said this.
I read a poll just yesterday that white Republican suburban women are now going to vote Republican.
Why?
It's almost like roaches voting for Raid, right? They're voting against their own self-interest. Do they want to live in Gilead?
Okay, do we love democracy or not? Because just saying that it's insulting to the voter. People make up decisions on what's right for their family, and the idea that you should have a say for everyone else's vote.
The fact that women are voting against their own
healthcare. You had a different view on abortion not that long ago, and you
evolved on it. I have that view.
But that issue is...
Right,
anyway, it's just a lot of talking over each other, but that
you might as well.
We're roaches.
Yeah, we're roaches. Alyssa, you might as well just quit, girl, because you don't stand a chance. Just get out of there. Okay. You're not even a real conservative anyway. So I don't know why you're on that show, but I mean, just go. Oh, is that why? Because you're the token. Just go at this point. It just needs to be a liberal show, but at least you try to get in some, you know, a little bit of a valid point that that's what democracy is that it's all so ridiculous. Like, we're roaches. Could you imagine if, like, we said that about liberal women? Can you imagine? Can you imagine if we said that? I just, she's so horrific. Sonny
yeah.
is.
Well, to be fair, I would say that.
That you would call them roaches voting.
Well, that's not. No, I mean, I wouldn't call them roaches because that's just not. I don't know. That's not a word I would use, I right. guess. But I did just call Dick Blumenthal a zombie. So I'm not above it.
But I think he actually is.
I mean, right.
I would like a doctor to actually do a test on him just to see.
I mean, is he in fact alive or not?
Right. Can we verify that? Can somebody please do a test? I'd like to see. Yeah. But I mean, to generalize all of us and say that we're all the same, we're voting based on policy. We're voting because it was Reagan that said, asked us, is your life better 2 years in to this madness? Is your life better based on the policies of these people? I mean, they are so hanging their hat on this abortion thing.
Right.
And Rachel did a fantastic write-up on our site about abortion in all the states, every single state. My God, it was exhaustive, the research that she did on every single state in the United States and what the abortion laws actually are. And you can go check it out on our site at chicksontheright.com. But I mean, it's like they are hanging their hat on this abortion thing when you can go see, you can still get abortions. It's up to the states. That's all it was just handing back the right to the states. It was handing back that decision to the states. That's what that was. The overturning of Roe v. Wade. That's all it was. So shut up and sit down. You know, everything else is on the table here. Everything is like a dinner table issue where moms, dads, everybody, all of us are like, we can't pay our bills. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are people out there who won't be able to heat their homes this winter. That's what people are concerned about. But they don't have to worry about that. The chicks on The View don't have to worry about stuff like that because they live in a bubble. The people in Washington, D.C. don't have to worry about that because they're always going to be loaded because we just keep handing them money. I mean, I'm so tired of this conversation. We're not roaches.
Thank you, Autumn. Thank you. Autumn is reminding everybody that the clocks change this weekend. So don't forget to fall back.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. One more quick thing before we get to whack, and that is that for some reason, I think that Kamala's team, even though it's obviously been recycled through many, 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 many people at this point, but I think that Kamala's entire team has collectively decided stealthily not to tell her that everyone is making fun of how much she likes Venn diagrams. Because, you know, we have shown you the clips where she gets like giddy in this weird way over Venn diagrams, and no one has told her, you need to maybe not say that anymore, because she said it yesterday once again. Look.
And what we are also seeing is that if you look at, you know, I like Venn diagrams, okay? So if you look, I do. And if you look at the intersection on some of these issues, it's pretty profound and very clear.
She loves them, you guys. She wants you to know that she loves them.
You notice that she's campaigning in New York, like they're not campaigning in places that they really need to campaign. You notice that?
Well, New York, I think they feel like they still have a chance, which they probably do.
Yeah.
But yeah. In some of the like really, really tight races, they're staying the hell away.
They're just staying
nobody
away.
Nobody wants them there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause they'll get booed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to get heckled. It's like, because people are starting to get uneasy. Like they're starting to see unrest in some of these places.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And that's the thing that like the Sunnies don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she'll diss like suburban women, but suburban women are pissed. They're pissed because they're the ones who handle the checkbook. And yeah. So they're mad because they're like, I can't afford to like, you know, go buy yoga pants at the end of the at the end of the month. You know what I mean? It's like, they're mad because they can't feed their families. They're mad because they have to give up this in order to buy, you know, hamburger. And so, and this is the thing that these people just don't get. And they're going to get it next week, man. They're going to totally.
I hope.
I really think they're going to get it. I do. I think we're going to see a little bit of a change. I hope so.
I was looking at the masterspas.com/chicks website this morning because I was thinking about talking about them today. And I saw that they have a blog, which is really, really cool. So in addition to going to masterspas.com/chicks to get your coupon for $1,000 off of a Michael Phelps swim spa or $500 off of any hot tub, they also have a blog. And the blog has all kinds of cool stories. Like there was an Indiana couple, for example, that figured out how to put one of the Michael Phelps swim spas inside their house. Like they have an inside swim spa, right? I mean, so that was really cool to read about the construction and how they made all that happen.
Oh my God.
But then there was also an article about the exercises that you can do in a hot tub or a swim spa for your knees, specifically for your knees.
Yeah.
And I
strengthen.
Was like, that is really cool because you think about it, the water cushion, like it,
oh yeah,
it provides all around support mm-hmm. for your knee when you're doing yeah. like strength training and stuff. It's just right. like one more way that you can use one of those swim spas that I hadn't considered before. I want one so bad.
I always tell my daughter, cause she's a swimmer. I'm like, you're in the best sport because
for real.
Yeah. Cause there's like not a lot of injury in swimming, obviously. And then she's just so freaking strong. That kid. she's like freaky strong, you know?
Yeah. It is just so good for you.
Yeah. It is really good for your bones, everything. Your muscles, all the things. Yeah, swimming is fantastic for you.
Mm-hmm. And Master Spas obviously are the best manufacturer of hot tubs. They make all their hot tubs and swim spas right here in the United States, and they sell worldwide, and they are just the biggest manufacturer ever. And I don't know why you would want to buy from anybody else. If you're interested in just checking out the blog, for example, or just looking at the different selections of swim spas and hot tubs that they have, masterspas.com/... Honestly, I have to stop looking at Clay Travis's of the Buck and Clay Show. His Twitter is like, he is Captain Optimism Pants. Like, I've never seen anyone more sure that every single race is going to go Republican than Clay Travis. And so it makes me nervous, right? Because he's so sure that I'm just like, dude, stop.
How is he so? How is he so sure though? Is he basing it on his own polls? Is he doing his own polls?
No, he's basing it mostly, I believe, on European betting. And so,
really?
Because it's not legal here to place bets okay. on political races, but in Europe it is. And so he bases it on that. He's constantly watching that, which is fine. Listen, it's fine. And there are a lot of polls that are positive for Republicans, but when have we ever believed in polls after the Hillary Trump thing? Like that should not be something that we believe in. You know what I mean?
I don't. I just, I try to just focus on like who I talk to. You know, because I like people that, and granted, I mean, I dabble a little bit in Texas politics, I talk to people locally, but even people that I just try to, like, that I meet, like in convenience stores and just out and about talking to people, if they bring up politics, people are pissed. Yeah. I mean, just everyday regular people. I don't know these people. I've never met these people until I meet them. And then they just start talking about it and they're mad. You know, they're generally.
I hope they're mad enough to actually pull the lever the right way.
Exactly. Amen to that. They got to go.
I think that's what makes me nervous about the hyper positivity is because I feel like people will see that kind of stuff and be like, okay, cool. They've got it. I don't have to worry about it. I'm not going to go. Mm-hmm. When really it's so important to go. Like it just couldn't be more important.
Cause you and I
get to the polls.
You and I saw that with Mitt Romney. We saw that in 2012 and like we were burned. I mean, you and I thought, oh, this is a shoe-in. We're going to see a total landslide. And then freaking Obama won. And I just remember that night was horrific and we got so drunk.
I mean, that was a good night.
Yeah.
Tuesday to be like that.
No, it
I
was
mean,
a
I
good
still want to get drunk, right. but I don't want to be upset.
It was a bad night, but it also was a fun night because we were like, oh, well, I guess we'll just get drunk then because people didn't go. Yeah. So you guys, we have to go. We have to go and you have to bring 10 of your friends. I mean, I cannot stress that enough. Bring your friends with you. Mm-hmm. Because there are a lot of people who are just like, oh, this is a shoe-in. I don't have to go. It's fine. No, you have to go.
You got to go. All right. Let's get to your sack of whack. Do you want to set it up before I show the picture?
Well, it's like you actually found this for me because it kind of reminds me of when women would make sperm necklaces. Remember? What? We talked about this back on our radio show. Why are people doing this? The worst part about, Well, I'll tell you what it is. This, some chick was like, I'm never going to have babies. I'm going to get my tubes tied, blah. And then she convinced somebody, some doctor, to let her have her fallopian tubes. And she made a necklace out of her fallopian tubes.
It's not a lie, you guys.
It actually is a thing. Oh my God. Okay. So the worst part of this story, beyond the fact that she did this, that somebody actually helped her do this, because she's like, I've always been a little odd. And I found somebody at like some craft store that would help me make a necklace out of my fallopian tubes. Is that like her friends, when she was showing people, look, I did this, I made this necklace. Her friends were like, oh, geez, I wish I could have saved mine. I would have done the same thing, or I want to do that too. Like the overwhelming response to the fact that I would have been like, that's nasty.
That's disgusting. I would have been like, that's disgusting.
You are freaking gross. That's gross. I would have said that's gross. But so many of her friends were like, oh my God, that's so cool. You're so brave. That's so neat.
World.
All these young girls that are coming out saying, that's so empowering. You're so empowered. No, it's not.
Oh my
God. It's not empowering.
So gross. Can we just not make things out of things that stuff shouldn't be made out of?
Let's not do that. Let's not take our insides and put them on the outside. Can we not? Can we leave our insides inside? I feel like right. We should do that. You know, keep them in there. Thanks.
And if you're going to get rid of them, then discard them appropriately. Right. Don't hold on to that
stuff. Put them in a biohazard container like they're supposed to. And then let's just keep them. Right.
Now, I'm going to say something that's probably going to piss off a whole bunch of women. But I also feel that way about umbilical cords.
Yeah.
Like, why do you keep that?
I do too. I do too. I've seen some in baby books. And I'm like, when they show me their baby books, I'm like, that's crusty. And it's turned a different color. And I don't. Can we just
there's
turn the
no
page?
Reason to keep that.
Can we just there's turn none. The page? I just don't want that. Your kid doesn't want that. Okay.
Right. That's not going to be something that they want
at
when
no
they
point.
Grow up.
At no point are they going to be like, did you save my umbilical cord? I don't. I'm going to need that. Nobody needs that.
Nobody needs that. No. Nobody. All right. I'm sorry to all the people that are like, I have an umbilical cord.
Yeah, we're
going to
get emails and it's fine. I'm just going to promptly delete them because nobody needs it.
Right.
Okay. All right. We're going to bring it in. You guys, it's Friday. I'm really glad it's Friday. There's a lot going on. I'm really excited because I get to see Mock on Sunday. We'll be together. So next week when you see us, we will be together. There's going to be lots of midterm happiness, stuff going on, hullabaloo. So you guys get ready for that. Gear up this weekend, rest, because it's going to be like Chickapalooza.
And we decided too that on Tuesday night, because obviously we're not going to know election results until probably well after we're home later next week. But we thought Tuesday night we're just going to be live, like all night long, like all evening long. As the returns are coming in, we're just going to be on. I don't know that we'll be very interesting because we're going to be watching and just like on camera, but we'll be interacting with you guys more probably.
Totally.
Because we'll want to be talking to you about what we're seeing and all of that stuff. So
right.
Hang out with us on Tuesday night because it'll be fun.
We'll be talking, hanging out, interacting, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. We'll be talking, we're just chit-chatting a lot.
Yeah.
That night. So, Cash won't be there though. I know you guys will miss him. He's really, really sad. He's really sad about it.
We'll be in an undisclosed location.
Yeah, we'll be sad. You'll be sad. You'll make it. You'll be all right, buddy.
Where's your flappies?
You gonna flap? He's stretching. Okay, you guys have a fantastic weekend. Go Vols.
Go Dogs.
And we will talk to you on Monday. Bye, everybody.
John Fetterman's debate performance proves his campaign and the media were lying about his condition. Lee Zeldin demolishes Kathy Hochul in their debate, but can he win the election? And Democrats are now accusing Republicans of not being loyal enough to Trump. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the 3 Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day for conservatives, and hopefully a lot of laughs too. Join us. Follow the 3 Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.